HKX, mobile.
To 4HKX, KN4, VWA. Hello, Patrick.
What's up, Steve?
Come back into the house. Had to make a mandatory run to the dumping station to get rid of all the trash so that Mama don't come back and trash the side of my head.
No help in that department.
That's true. Oh, I'm so good looking. Well, so I'm gonna go down and take care of the chickens, do a couple other things, and then I'm gonna go down and get in my man cave and play in the man cave for just a little while until the idiot box gets going tonight.
In the box tonight.
Put some of those people to shame. I can make them look bad. I'm so good looking. And if you believe that, I got a bridge and Greer I want to sell you.
Gotta stop and get fuel, and then I'll be on my way home.
Ouch, I'm sorry. What are you seeing now? 339, 349?
No, it's still 339. Over in Brea, where it was 298 last week, is now 349. Went up 50 cents from Wednesday when I was over there last week to Monday of this week.
No. Find me a decent place to get some fuel. I saw a place in Greer. Oh, you know the tire place you stopped at? I met you at that time.
Yes, sir. I just left there.
Okay, if you go towards Spartanburg, right there on the corner of 357 and 29, is that little oddball station? The last time I was in there, like Monday, they had it at 331.
The opposite direction for me.
It's like a quarter mile from that tire store. I tell you what, that 330, I don't even know if it's still at that price or not, but if it is, I'm going to get me some. I'm going to tap it up tomorrow. Because if I can get it at the 331, that's going to be just about as cheap as I've seen it anywhere. And you say your place over in Berea's gone out the roof, huh?
Yeah, everywhere over there did. The Walmart and the QT were both $2.98, not Wednesday of this week, but Wednesday of last week. And then Monday, when I come around to get fuel this week, they were $3.49, both of them.
I heard about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, to get ready for it, that it was going to be about up around, you know, $4 for unleaded here pretty soon, so. And you know what? I just don't know what's justifying that. Do you?
Really, other than the pending war looming over Russia and Ukraine.
I used to have a pump, one of those barrel pumps, and if that's going to be the case and it's going to go out that high, I'm liable to get two of my 55-gallon drums and fill them up right now.
It's going to last me a week, so there's no chance of me doing that.
The way I go, let's see, 100 gallons would be 4 fill-ups. And if I get to save, if it does go to 4 and I save 70 cents a gallon, that's $70 that I just saved.
You got to remember the volume of fuel I'm going through. There ain't no chance of saving on something like that. I'd have to have 1,000-gallon tanks to do any good.
But you need to go electric. Your carbon footprint is out of control. You need to consider the world ecosystem. You're just polluting us. You're polluting us all.
Well, I'll keep my truck just the way it is.
Who's telling me that GM is not going to make any more internal combustion engines after 2023? One of my friends somewhere told me that after the 2023 production year, there ain't going to be no more internal combustion engines for trucks 1500 series and down in any of their vehicles. Everything's going electric.
Surprise me, but they're going to have to quit buying them back first before they can sell them all.
The only thing I got to say to all that is somebody better start buying some power plants, because we can't generate enough power right now.
at that side of it, though. Our infrastructure is nowhere close to ready for that.
Well, I'm about Dean Bramage. So I was talking to a fellow just a little bit ago, and they were talking about how many people are coming into the upstate, and they were saying that one of them works for a utility over here in Greer, and he was saying that, hey, Duke Energy is going to get marginal on capacity within the next 18 months to 24 months if the upstate, or rather if South Carolina in total, keeps expanding from people moving off the West Coast and out of the Northeast and coming here.
The tail end of that conversation, but I don't know what to say. I mean, they're going to have to fix it if they're going to do that.
It'll be a nice little mess. Well, listen, bud, I got to go feed my chickens. Turn on their heat lamp. That way they'll be nice and toasty and crispy by the time midnight rolls around, and I'll be able to have a snack. You know, I got a little heat lamp out there for them. You drive safe going back home, and if you run across any info on that, give me a text or give me a call. And I will talk to you again soon. Be safe. Stay informed. AWA, clear after your final, bud.
Be safe out there, and yeah, the chickens will definitely need a heat lamp this weekend. So 73 KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.